Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Book Marketing in 5. I am your host, Eunice Nisbet of Savvy Bestsellers, and it's wonderful to have you joining us today for another episode of Book Marketing in 5. As an author, you well know that marketing your book starts even from design and editing. However, it is an area that is often overlooked. And so today I'll be chatting with Jill Ronsley, on how you can make marketing your book easier by paying attention to design and editing, something that is so key in marketing your book. Jill is an editor, book designer, and publishing coach, and she has worked with authors, independent publishers, and traditional publishers for the last 15 years. With an international client base, Jill has edited and or designed many titles that have won many awards, including books by New York Times best-selling authors. Jill, congratulations on your achievements. Welcome. It's good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Eunice. I'm just delighted to be here and to be able to speak to your audience. Thank you.
Jill, you've done a bit on designing and editing. I know these are so crucial. So we're going to talk about that today. However, I'm sure there's a little bit more that our audience would be interested in learning about you. Please go ahead and share a little bit more about yourself.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. Yes, I'm an editor, a book editor, book designer. I've won a number of awards, and the books I've worked on, many of them have won awards. And I started with editing and book design many years ago. I found that I was always surrounded by books my whole life since I was a child, and it kind of came naturally to me that I could enter the field of book production. And early on, I was asked to start editing books by people who just felt that I was able to do it, and that ended up leading me to develop my skills to learn the fine points of style and grammar and punctuation and all the things that go into making good writing, because, we need to hone our writing, though we may have wonderful ideas and great writing ideas. So I loved working with writers. Once it came to the point where the internet was easily available to everybody, I became able to be in touch with people around the world, across the continent, not just locally. That, I think, changed the whole field of book production and editing, book design, because we could contact people just anywhere through the internet. And slowly just developed my skills and my trade until I ended up having many clients and was able to finally write a book about it all, having answered questions time and again from different clients. And then that's what led me more and more into this field. So it became my career and it takes a good part of my life.
Thank you for sharing. So Jill, book design and editing, please share with me and with our audience how important that is in the whole production process and eventually marketing your book.
Well, Eunice, I think it's an extremely important part of the whole aspect of publishing and marketing, because if you market a book, let's just say take it from the end point, that you've got your book and you're marketing, that book, if it's not well edited and it's not well designed, your marketing is going to fall flat, because you won't have a product that's going to get great results and great reviews. So that's the end point. The beginning point is, what is the message of your book and how are you going to convey it to your readers? You can write it. The writer begins by writing his book, but writing skills and editing skills are two different things. Often an editor does not have the kind of creative writing skills that, say, a novelist will have, because that's a very special gift. Or all kinds of knowledge. I mean, nonfiction can be anything to from car mechanics to internet marketing to home decorations to gardening. So knowledge, what one specific knowledge is, goes into the writing of a book. That's the writer's part. That's the part that he plays. He brings his knowledge or creativity to the writing. But then once the book is written, once all the information about gardening, if it's a gardening book, or is into the book, or if it's, as I mentioned, car mechanics, you've described in full what's needed to convey to a reader who is interested in that. You've written it all down. Still, in order to perfect the writing, an edit is needed. That's because refining the language is part of the communication of what you're communicating. So an editor, what does an editor do? Often an editor is thought only to fix grammar errors or punctuation errors, but it's not just that. It's taking the writer's voice, taking the writer's content, and refining it to enhance it, not to change it, not to change the voice at all, and certainly not to change the content, but to enhance it so that it communicates much better to the reader. Another thing is that when there are errors, readers trip over those errors. They don't like them. If there's any professionals reading your book, they'll notice the errors, the mistakes, or they will not smoothly read your book. Books can be wordy, and when they're wordy, the pace slows down, the communication slows down. But how do you fix wordiness? Well, an editor knows that, but sometimes a writer doesn't know that. So there are all sorts of things that contribute to the quality of the style of the book, as well as the correctness. And all taken together, when an editor works on the content, it refines that communication of that, which the writer intends. Then, of course, once that is done, it moves on to proofreading and book design. And the book design is equally important because it is the visual communication as well as the textual or content communication of the book. How a page is laid out, what kind of subheads are chosen, as well as the headers, the chapter titles, the chapter numbers. What is the spacing of the lines on a page? How much space is there between the lines on a page? All these things go into the design of the book. And the design should be pleasing to the reader. Sometimes I find that I pick up a book and it's just crammed. It's like every centimeter or every millimeter of the book page seems to be covered with text, and it's really hard to read. Personally, I like a bit of space on the page. White space is always, even in art, used to make the content actually come out more clearly to the one who's viewing it. So book design also contributes to the communication of what that writer is trying to give to his readers. And so taken together, editing and book design are what happens between the writing of the book and the printing or production of the book. So the writer writes it, then it's edited by an editor, designed by a book designer. Both of those parts are the parts that I play. And then it either goes into a print format or an e-book format, which we'll call the production stage of the book, and then goes marketing. But if all those parts aren't done well, then the marketing will probably suffer too. And that's why it's important to have quality in your book. I often think that a writer puts so much of his own energy, time, resources, knowledge, creativity into writing the book that he'll want the communication of that book to be done equally well with the same quality. So the whole thing has a kind of evenness of quality. And that is what is achieved through the kind of teamwork of the writer, the editor, and the book designer.
Thanks, Jill. Jill, how does the writer, though, ensure that his voice, still remains at the end of that editing process. What can he do?
That's such an important question for a writer, Eunice. It's essential that the writer finds an editor who he trusts and who has the competence, who's competent to do the job. First of all, when you're hiring an editor, you want to make sure that they have good reviews from previous clients and that those are easily accessible. Do other writers, have they enjoyed working with the editor? Have other writers found that they've benefited, that their writing has benefited from the editor? Because an editor that changes the voice of the writer is not a good editor, in my opinion. An editor who enhances the voice of the writer is a good editor. And there are a few things that you can do in order to verify that. For instance, you could ask for a 500-word sample edit. Sometimes people think to ask for 10 pages, but that can take a long time for the editor, and that's too long. An author should be able to tell 100 words, which is a couple of pages, whether or not that editor will suit him or not. Another point that's really, so we've got, you know, their history that you look at, then you look at the sample edit, take a look and see do the changes that the editor make work for you as an author, and finally, do you feel comfortable with the editor? Do you enjoy working with the editor because you're going to be working with them for some time? And do you have a sense of trust that editor is going to do a good job for you? And I think if these things are all in place, then you can feel quite confident that your book will be well edited in a way that enhances your voice, your writer's voice, rather than changes it.
Okay, thank you. Then the inner design, one of the areas of design would be the cover of the book. Do you have any tips you'd like to share on that? What works best when it comes to covers?
Oh, certainly. a cover should not be too busy, first of all. You want a cover that grabs the attention because it's often the first thing somebody sees. If a person is browsing on Amazon.com or any of the other booksellers, Books a Million, or even in the Apple iBook store, the first thing that they see is the cover along with the title. So the cover should be attractive and fairly simple and convey as well that which is inside the book. The cover should match with the content. There are a few tips that help in good cover design. For instance, the title should be readable from 20 feet away. So you don't want a cover done by a graphic artist, for instance, who's more concerned with the graphics than the title. The title is a huge, important part of the book cover as a whole. So you want to make sure that there's a balance of art, of color, and of the typography in the title of the book so that all the elements stand out. And finally, with ebooks today, and with online sales where we've got a thumbnail view of every book cover, you want to make sure that in a small size, the cover is still clear and there aren't lots of details that simply get lost in a kind of muddle in a small format, and that the title is still very readable in a small format.
Okay, and any other thoughts you'd like to share on book design and editing?
I think that once a person has his book edited and designed, the whole look of the book comes together when there's a cohesive whole between the cover design, the interior design, and the editing, which means the content, as well as any graphics that might be in the interior of the book. I think it's really important to stress proofreading at that point because proofreading is the last chance that the author has to ensure that the book is exactly the way he wants it before it goes to print. And so I think adding that final element where one proofreads the whole cover, proofreads the whole interior, checks all the art, checks all the images or tables or graphics, whatever may be in the book, then he has is ready to go to print or to create an e-book. And I think that then he can feel confident when he goes out and sells his book and goes out and promotes it and lets people know about it, that he's given them a worthwhile, valuable product that is full of quality and that he's done the best that he can do.
And for the interior, what are some guidelines you'd give authors for the interior of the book, or maybe like the inside cover and so on?
Well, the interior has so many possibilities. I know that when I am first working with a client on a manuscript, I like to give the author or the publisher, whoever is hiring me, some samples, some different designs to choose from. Because the thing is, there are a lot of options in the interior, and people have different tastes, different preferences. And usually, you know, one can rarely predict what someone who one has never worked with before is going to choose or prefer. So you look at the content. You make sure that the design suits it. For instance, there are many types of fonts, and some are script fonts and some are serif fonts, which means that they've got the curly Q's that go off the top of the letters or down at the bottom of letters. And then there are the sans serif fonts, which are very straight and without any curls anywhere. So you want to make sure that your font suits both what the content is doing and also what your subject is. You wouldn't want to use a script font with lovely swashes and all sorts of very flowery design. You wouldn't want to use that in a book, again, on car mechanics. You'll want to use something a bit more blocky and a bit stronger on that kind of a book. But perhaps if it's a book on weddings, you will want that kind of script font on your chapter headings. So picking the right font for your content is very important, and that's where a book designer can really help you. Not only will the designer know what fonts will suit your content, but he or she will be able to give you a choice of those. Another thing that is really important when it comes to book design, and usually people don't know this unless they've had experience, is that certain fonts, while they're very popular, are not suitable for book production, such as Times New Roman or Comic Sans. These have become very popular fonts because they're available with Microsoft Word, and a limited number of fonts is available with Microsoft Word or Office or any of these programs. But usually those are not the ones that you want to use with publishing. For instance, people won't often know this, but Times New Roman was developed for magazine production because it's a narrow font, which is able to fit more text in columns, like newspaper columns or magazine columns. It's really a magazine font, so it's not optimal for book production. And similarly, Comic Sans, something that people love Comic Sans, and they'll often ask for it to be used in their book because they only know those that have come with Microsoft Word. But it's an overused font, and people in the publishing industry know that this font, if used in a book, was used by an amateur. So this is where a book designer can really help the author or the new publisher or independent publisher. He understands typography and he understands the choice of fonts. As I mentioned before, there's also a lot of layout issues with interior book design, such as the margin size and headers and footers, size of the chapters, the chapter titles. And the interior book designer also will take into consideration the length of the book, because the fatter the book, the larger the spine size, and then that should will affect the interior margins. These are just technical things that I'm listing here, but these are the kind of things that one needs to know when one's designing a book, not only needs to know, but also needs how to apply. And that requires knowledge of desktop publishing software, such as Adobe InDesign, which is the one that I use. It's probably the most popular one today, professional desktop publishing software. So these are the kind of things that an author should have confidence in his book designer with regard to these things, because the book designer will know them if he's experienced, and also will be able to advise the author what will work best and what will not. These are just a couple of the points that an author can be aware of with respect to book design, and hopefully he picks a designer who knows them as well.
I appreciate you sharing those, Jill. Jill, is there anything special that authors should know about ebook design? Is that something you'd like to speak to us about for a few minutes?
Oh, sure, Eunice. I'd be happy to, because I actually do ebook design and ebook formatting as well. If you're going to do a print book and an ebook, it's best to design your print book first, because the print book, an ebook is simpler than a print book, but certain elements of the interior design can be transferred from your print book to the ebook. If you start with an ebook, that's also possible, but you won't have at hand any of the design work that's gone into your print book to work with. So your ebook may end up being simpler. If you're only doing an ebook, that's absolutely fine too. The thing to know about ebooks is e-readers today, such as the iPad, the Kindle, they're very popular ones, the Sony ebook reader, the Kobo, their viewing facilities, features are much more limited than what's available in print. So you won't be able to have some of the layout elements like multi-columns and various text wraps and things like that you can have in a print book. It's important not to expect that to happen so that you're not disappointed. However, an ebook formatter is able to work with your content to optimize it for those ebook readers. And there are two kinds of ebook layouts. If you've got mainly a textbook, which means it's text-rich rather than image-rich, you'll just want to go for a regular standard ebook. But if you have a book that's like a children's picture book full of images, you might want to go to the kind of another format, which is fixed layout, and that preserves the exact layout of your book. Mostly, though, if it's text, go for it, the regular ebook formatting.
Okay. Great. And so, Jill, you do quite a bit in publishing, in book design and editing. What are you working on now? Please share with us what projects you're working on. Do you have anything new that's happening?
Well, right now I'm putting together a short free course that will be available on my website, which is something that gives tips for writers to hone their book. So it's a free e-course that gives tips on formatting, on editing, on punctuation, grammar. It's just an introductory course, and that's my free gift that I'm going to be giving to people who come to my website, along with, in fact, a free report, what you need to know about editing and how to find the right editor. And I'm also marketing my own book, which is 10 Steps to Publish and Succeed, How to Put Your Best Book Forward, which has chapters on all of these things, everything from editing to proofreading to interior and cover design, ebook formatting, and marketing. These are my main projects, along with, I would say, work on my clients' books, because I thoroughly enjoy working on my own clients' books.
Your book sounds like an awesome resource for authors. I do hope that they reach out and get it. Where can they get a copy of that book?
Well, it's available on Amazon.com. If you just look at 10 Steps to Publish and Succeed by Jill Ronsley, it's both in Kindle format and in paperback. And, it's available on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And where can they pick up your free gifts that you mentioned earlier? At your website? What's the address, please?
Yes, my website, www.publishandsucceed.com. And this week, the e-course is going up, so you can subscribe now, and you will find out about the e-course as soon as it goes up. And for now, that special report, What You Need to Know About Editing and How to Find the Right Editor, is available. Those are available at www.publishandsucceed.com. Okay. And I should say I also have a blog, so people can follow some of my postings on the blog as well. And it's right there at publishandsucceed.com.
Thank you, Jim, for sharing those tips. And I know persons who follow you will learn quite a bit in editing and designing their book, because those are the critical stages for getting your book off to the right start. I do hope that the authors who were with us and who listen to this show will make the time to implement maybe one or two of the things that you've suggested, Jill, and so that they can enhance their book, so that when they're ready to leverage their message and their book, they will not have to go back and look at how their books have been edited. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, Jill. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Eunice, for having me. It's been a delight.
All right. I wish you all the best in your endeavors, and I look forward to chatting again sometime.
Thank you so much. I'd love to.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.